How do we get a spiritual mindset, and why does it matter? Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and that question is what we're going to talk about in today's episode of Grace in Focus. Thanks for joining us. We're currently in a series called The Six Secrets of the Christian Life, and I know that might sound a little mysterious, but it's really not. This series is all about giving you a practical approach to how to live the Christian life. Now, I'm going to come back at the end of the broadcast to tell you how to get your hands on a copy of a book by the same title, so stay tuned for that. As for right now, let's go to Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar's discussion in the Grace in Focus studios. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome back to the show. We are continuing our series on six secrets of the Christian life, but these aren't secrets like no one has ever heard of these things before. These are just principles that are in the scripture. I mean, they're just on the face of the scripture, but that not a whole lot of people pay attention to. They don't point them out, and they certainly don't put them together the way Zane Hodges does in this book.
Right. Now, Zane came out of a background where he was a Baptist when he was growing up. Then around the time he went to Wheaton, he became Plymouth Brethren. And so he had influences from, I think maybe it was Southern Baptist, and then he had Plymouth Brethren influences. He had the influences he got at Wheaton, the influences he received at Dallas Seminary, and so lots of different influences, and I think it comes through in this book because he's not just giving an exchange life sort of presentation, often called Keswick.
Right. Can you tell us about that? I mean,
well, Keswick is a big movement in England. It's spelled Keswick, K-E-S-W-I-C-K, but it's pronounced Keswick in England, the UK, and they have used to have lots and lots of conferences, still do, and they would talk about that the Christian life is primarily a passive experience. Don't try, rely.
Right, so they'd emphasize the passivity of it.
Let go, let God.
Right.
Dallas Seminary came out of that tradition generally. Lewis Berry Chafer, his book, He That Is Spiritual, is more or less coming from that perspective. And Zane Hodges, you know, has some elements of that within his teaching. But he also went, in great part, just from his independent thinking in looking at the scriptures.
So far, what we found is what Zane emphasizes is God's agency in our sanctification. But what God does is he uses the scriptures as a mirror in a twofold way.
Right.
On the one hand, the scriptures show us the glory of Christ, and seeing Christ in that way transforms us.
Correct.
And the second way that it acts as a mirror was a little bit surprising. It comes from James, and most people would say that the scriptures act as a mirror to show us all of our faults and shortcomings and failings and how bad we are. But you had argued that actually, and Zane argues really,
right,
that mirror is actually showing us something completely different.
Yeah, it's showing the face of our birth, the face of our new birth. It's showing us who we really are in Christ. That we're at the core of our being holy people, even sinless people, godly people. And so if we view ourselves as who we really are in Christ, it has a transforming impact on us.
So it doesn't emphasize our shortcomings, doesn't emphasize our old nature. That mirror shows us our new identity in Christ, the way we've been recreated in Christ, what we are as new beings in Him.
Right.
Yeah. Emphasizing that is what changes us.
Absolutely. It's vitally important that we see Jesus in the scriptures. That's one aspect of the mirror. But it's also vitally important that we see who we really are in Jesus. And we also see that in the scriptures.
And what that is basically is a change of mindset. And that's what this next and final chapter is about. There's an epilogue, but in chapter 6 in Six Secrets of the Christian Life by Zane Hodges, available at our website. Chapter 6 is entitled A Spiritual Mindset. And so in order to grow in the Christian life, your mindset has to change.
Right. I can give you a quick little anecdote. When I was 39 years old, a church that I was in, a Bible church, asked me if I would be willing to serve as an elder. I was of the opinion that the Greek word presbyteros for elder generally referred to someone who was 40 or over. And so I remember I asked Zane Hodges, and he said, well, you know, 39 is pretty close. But he said, I think the key element here is that you have a spiritual mindset. That struck me as encouraging, but also odd. I'd never had anybody said, I see you as having a spiritual mindset. Mm. I think what he was saying is he thought I was viewing things from the standpoint of Scripture as opposed to viewing things from a more secular standpoint. I'm not exactly sure, but this chapter, I think, elucidates more or less what he meant by a spiritual mindset.
Right. So Zane, at the beginning of the chapter, quotes from Romans 8, 5 to 6. Let me read that. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So there's two different mindsets here.
Right. One sets it on the flesh, one sets it on the things of the Spirit.
And it finishes, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So what is the difference between the two mindsets here? What does it mean to have a mind set on the things of the flesh?
Well, it could be more than one thing. For sure, it could be someone who is seeking to lay up treasure on earth. It could be someone who is seeking to eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
So this is hedonism. This is you're seeking the pleasures of the flesh.
Right.
You just love the world and you want to feel good. And so you're just doing all these often sinful things, but sometimes
right.
just self-indulgent things.
Right. But the other way is by being hyper-religious.
Right.
By being very legalistic and thinking, if I just focus enough on the commandments, I'm going to be holy. And in that sense, I could be carnally minded, too.
Because Paul calls very legalistic religion a fleshly religion.
Especially in Galatians. Walking in the flesh in Galatians is not someone who's in open rebellion against God. It's the very religious person who is thinking they can be justified by works and or sanctified by a kind of a legalism. Romans 8, 5, and 6, what Paul is saying here is he's got a nice contrast. Two different mindsets, two different results. The one mindset is the carnal mindset. Carnal is another word for fleshly. And then the other mindset is the spiritual mindset. Well, the carnal mindset, he says, is death, right? How does he say that?
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
And by the way, notice the second half, if it was going to be parallel, carnally minded is death, spiritually minded is life. But he throws in and peace.
Peace, right.
And you could, I assume from that, go back to the first half and say to be carnally minded is death and enmity. And
right.
to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Or what about anxiety instead of having
right.
peace? Because what happens when you're trying to save yourself by your works? You always know you're falling up short and you never know if you've ever done enough.
Right. Or even if you're not trying to be saved by your works, if we go to the other side, which is just laying up treasure on earth, just having a mindset that's very focused on this life,
there's
not the life
enough.
To come. Right.
I heard someone say, ask a rich man, I forget which rich person it was, how much money is enough? And he said, a little bit more. A little bit more. That's all I need, just a little bit more. And that is the unsatisfied life.
It really is.
And so to grow in the Christian life, Paul is saying you need this spiritual mindset. And it's interesting. Romans chapter 8, of course, follows Romans chapter 7. And Romans chapter 7 is all about this struggle that this was Paul's own struggle. And he's struggling with his body, and he's what he wants to do, he's not doing, and what he doesn't want to do, he's still doing anyways. And he's in this struggle, and at the very end of the chapter, he says, who's going to save me from this body
right.
of death? And then Romans 8 is the answer to that. And the answer is to have this spiritual mindset.
Right.
So what does that look like?
Well, Hodges suggests it's to look at things the way the Spirit would. And he goes back to 2 Corinthians 3:18. It's basically having the mind of Christ. Remember in 1 Corinthians 2:16, Paul says, we have the mind of Christ.
Right.
He's talking about the spiritual believer there.
Mm-hmm.
A spiritual mindset is viewing things the way Christ would have me to view them.
Right.
Hodges has a section here, and he says, first of all, the Word of God is indispensable. That's the only way we can see the glory of Christ is through the Scriptures. Secondly, the Holy Spirit's indispensable, because he is the agent of change within us.
Right.
And third, he says prayer is indispensable. We must ask for the Holy Spirit's transforming work.
And we talked about this last episode that we're supposed to pray, but people spend so much time praying about things God hasn't revealed, like what kind of truck to buy or what kind of this
right.
or that. And we don't spend enough time praying for things that God has revealed, like he wants us to be spiritual. So we should pray to have a spiritual mindset.
Right. And, you know, one of the things I heard someone say recently was not only should we be praying for that for ourselves, but we ought to be praying that for our family members, for our friends, for our coworkers. We tend to pray for other people the way we tend to pray for ourselves, for merely fleshly things.
Mm-hmm.
But we ought to be praying spiritual things for us and for them.
Right. So if we're trying to develop this spiritual mindset, we have to know that it's from the Word of God. The Word of God is what informs our mind and changes our mind. Romans 12, 1-2.
Right.
How are we transformed? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the Word of God does that.
Right. Romans 8, 5, and 6. Where are you setting your mind? The flesh or the spirit? I remember when I was in seminary, at Dallas Seminary, a book came out called The Battle for the Mind. I'm sorry. It was called The Battle for the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
But The Battle for the Bible was a battle for the mind because the Bible was under attack as to whether the Bible was inerrant, etc.
Right.
And it seems to me the entire Christian life is a battle for the mind. It's all about having the right mindset. What Hodges talks about with these six principles of the Christian life are six principles to get our minds right so that we think properly. I need the Word of God. I need the Spirit of God. I need prayer. I need the people of God, right?
Right.
I need these things in order for my experience to be one of victory, not one of defeat, in order to have life and peace, not to experience death and anxiety and despair and enmity.
Well, I think there's a lot more that we need to say and explore about this idea of a spiritual mindset. Let's talk about this the next episode. In the meantime, you keep on listening to the show, subscribe at iTunes.com, listen online at faithalone.org, and please pick up a copy of Six Secrets of the Christian Life by Zane Hodges. And we'll come back with more information about what it means to have a spiritual mindset.
Thanks to Bob and Sean for that great discussion in this series that we're calling The Six Secrets of the Christian Life. Now, you may know this, but we have a book called The Six Secrets of the Christian Life, and it would be a great companion for this series. In fact, you can get your own copy of that book on our website, faithalone.org. Just go to faithalone.org, click on the store, and you can find this very book. It'll help you out tremendously. Now, while you're on the site, we've got all kinds of other stuff for you, all kinds of free resources. We've got a free subscription to our print magazine. It comes out 6 times a year, full color, beautifully laid out. You can also get a free subscription to our blog posts. They'll show up right in your email inbox. You can even get a free subscription to this very radio show on the podcast service of your choice. So take advantage of all of these and more right there on faithalone.org. You might be interested in becoming a financial partner with the Grace Evangelical Society. If that's the case, you can find out how to do that as well on the website. Well, as you know, it's Friday. I hope you have a great weekend of relaxation and worship, and we'll be back on Monday to talk more about a spiritual mindset. So tune in for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.